Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to talk about a topic that came up in today's Daf Yomi, and I didn't get enough of a chance to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it a little bit more, and that is whether one may turn his back to a Sefer Torah or to an Aron Kodesh. It seems that the practice is that when a rabbi gives a drasha in a shul, almost always, or always really, they set up his amud, his shtender, to be able to stand and give the drasha with his back toward the Aron Kodesh. So let's discuss a little bit about what the issue might be and why this in fact is mutter. So the Gemara in today's Daf Yomi and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph in Maseches Yoma tells us that Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan Amar Kra, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis tells us Vayavo Shlomo Libama Asher Begivon Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, what? What exactly is Givon Yerushalayim? V'chima inyan Givon Eitzel Yerushalayim. The Pasuk makes it sound like they're the same place, but they're not the same place. Elamakish Yitziyasu Migivon LiYerushalayim LiBiyasu MiYerushalayim LiGivon. What the Navi is trying to allude to is that there's some equation between Shlomo HaMelech leaving Givon on his way back to Yerushalayim after having brought Karbanos on the Bama in Givon. Remember, this is prior to the building of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. So after having brought Karbanos in the Bama in Givon, Shlomo HaMelech's return to Yerushalayim is compared to LeBiyasom Yerushalayim LeGivon. Shlomo HaMelech's arrival from Yerushalayim to Givon. In what sense are they compared to each other? Ma Biyasom Yerushalayim LeGivon Panav Klape Bama Kederech Biyaso. Just like when Shlomo HaMelech was heading from Yerushalayim to Givon to bring Karbanos on the Bama, he was facing toward Givon, because that's where he was heading to. Af Yitziyaso Migivon LiYerushalayim Hayupanav Klapei Bama Kederech Biyaso. You would imagine that when he'd leave Givon and go back to Yerushalayim, he would turn himself around. No, he didn't turn himself around. He kept his body oriented and his face oriented facing the Bama that he had just been Makrav Karbanos on. Meaning, that's the Derech Kavo to treat that Bama, and that's what the Pasuk means. Vayavo Shlomo LeBama Asher BeGivon, which is on the way there, and Yerushalayim, which is on his way back, that he was facing there the whole time. V'chein Kohen Bavadasan, and the Gemara tells us, and they would do the same thing in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohanim would bring their Karbanos. Ulevim B'duchan V'Yisrael B'Ma'amadan, whoever was around the Beis HaMikdash, K'shein Niftarin, when they would leave the Heichal, Lo Yimachzir P'nei B'Holchin, you wouldn't turn around from the Heichal and walk away. They would turn toward the Heichal and walk away backwards. You see, a lot of times when you go to the Kotel, people back away from the Kotel instead of turning their backs on the Kotel and walking away. People sometimes back out of the shul when they walk out of the shul. So you have this idea when it came to the Beis HaMikdash. And not only that, v'chein Talmud ha-niftar me-rabo, if a Talmud were leaving, taking leave of his Rebbe, lo yachzir panav yelech, you shouldn't turn away from the Rebbe, elam etzadeh panav, you do the same thing, you back away from the Rebbe. That's what they say, that I was never privileged to meet Rav Huttner Zichrono Livracha, but those who were Talmidim of Rav Huttner say that in his office in Chaim Berlin, he had a buzzer where he would, you couldn't get out of the office. You couldn't open the door to his office unless he buzzed you in and out of the office. And if you turned your back on him to walk out of the office, you didn't get buzzed out. He would just be struggling with the door. You had to show the proper kavod and back away from him in order to leave the office. And the Gemara then quotes several Maisa Rabs, that when Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan and different Gedolim, when Rava would take leave of Rabbi Yosef, he would even trip over himself all the time and cause himself to bleed. So he had all these Maisa Rabs. So now, a Talmud is Nifter Merabo has to turn away. Shulchan Aruch, based on this in Yardes, in Reish Pei Beis, Sif Aleph, it's really the Rambam records it first. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon Rambam, Chayiv Adam Lino Kavod Gadol B'Sefer Torah. A person has to treat a Sefer Torah with great respect. In fact, the entire Simon Reish Pei Beis in Yeridea is on the topic of Lino Kavod B'Sefer Torah V'Din Tashmisheha, is how do we properly honor a Sefer Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of the Simon writes that we have to be Noe Kavod U'mitzvah Liyachid L'Makom L'Chabid L'Makom Ahu. We have to designate a space for the Sefer Torah, namely the Aron Kodesh, and then show Kavod to that space, ulahadro bioser, make it as beautiful as possible, right? In the Panovich Yeshiva, that Aron Kodesh, it's not a waste of money. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to make the Aron Kodesh, the most beautiful centerpiece of the Beis HaKnesses. Lahadro biyoser velo yaro keneged sefer Torah. You don't spit across from the sefer Torah. Velo yegala ervaso kenegdo. You don't get undressed by a sefer Torah. Velo yivshod raglo kenegdo. Velo yichen al roshu kamaso. You don't hold the sefer Torah on your head. Velo yachzor achorav, and you don't turn your back on a sefer Torah. Eli imkein gavoa mimenu asara tfachim. Unless the sefer Torah is elevated 10 tfachim beyond where you are. So what should you do? Eli yeshiv lefanav bekoved rosh. Ubiyira upachad shu aida neman al kol bayolam shema vayasham b'chal laad laed v'yichabdenu kfi kocho, that the sefer Torah is the edus and one sits there with great trembling and awe. That's the cover that one has to hold a sefer Torah in. Now that's the respect that one has to show to a sefer Torah. Where do we get this idea that you're not allowed to turn your back on the sefer Torah? It's from the Kohen Gadol not turning his back when he leaves the Kodesh Kadashim, from the fact that the Gemara says the Talmud doesn't turn his back when he leaves his Rebbe. In the Tshuvas Pe'er Hador of the Rambam in Simin Ayin Ches, the Rambam was asked about the Minhag in Alexandria, Miyamos HaKadmonim, from earlier generations, that the Kohanim would go up to the Heichal where they would find the Sifrei Torah, and they would stand there and they would do Nesias Kapayim, and sometimes the Aron was open, the Heichal was open. And there were those that wanted to say that it was Asur, because how could you turn your back on the Aron Kodesh with the Sifrei Torah there? And the Rambam responds that if the Sifrei Torah were 10 tfachim elevated off the ground, then they're cholei kavod liatzmam, they're in their own location, and you don't have to worry about it. There's no iser for the Kohanim to be standing with their back to it if the Sifrei Torah are 10 tfachim off the ground. It's interesting, though, because in Pischei Tshuva, in Yoredeya, in Simen Resh Pei Beis, in Sif Katan Beis, he writes, Ein b'tshuvas chavaz yoyer sim kuf pei dalet shakasav, deratolomar lemala meirosho ba'amdo. When we say the Sefer Torah 10 tfachim elevated is considered its own separate rishos, and therefore you're allowed to turn your back on it, says Pesach Yeshuvah, it doesn't mean 10 tfachim off the ground, 10 tfachim above your head. When you're standing up, if the Sefer Torah are so elevated that they're 10 tfachim above your head, then you're allowed to turn your back. Aval lemala meyut tfachim la'aretz! Lo mahani, 10 tefachim off the ground, that doesn't do anything. But that's the chiddush of the Chavos Yoreh. Seems against the Rambam. The Rambam seems to understand these 10 tefachim to be 10 tefachim off the ground. And the Rambam says in V'chein Espashit HaMinag, that the minag already is this way. And it's mavur in the Tosefta in the third parak of Megillah. Tosefta in the third parak of Megillah tells us, Ketzad oyu ezekenim yosh from Beis HaKnesses, how would the ezekenim sit in shul? Pneim klapei am v'achoreyem klapei HaKodesh. The Zekenim sit on the Mizrach Vant. They face the rest of the people. Their back is toward the Kodesh. And when the Kohanim are Nosei Kapeim, they're Pneim klapei Am v'achoreyem klapei HaKodesh. And that's what the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Yud Aleph, when he talks about sitting in the, how the Zekenim would sit in the Beis HaKnesses, it's achoreyem klapei HaHechol. So the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim Simen Kuf Nun writes that they're allowed to sit that way because of Kavod HaTzibur, meaning they're competing kavods that are here. There's the covenant of the Sefer Torah and then the covenant of the Tzibur. So they're allowed to turn their back on the Sefer Torah for the covenant of the Tzibur. However, the Taz in Orchaim Sim Kufnun Sivkan Beis writes in the name of the Levush that they should be careful and they sit in the Beis HaKnesses not to be literally directly with their back to the Sefer Torah, because that's a g'nai to the Sefer Torah. You could sit on the Mizrach Vant off to the side of where the Aron Kodesh is, facing the Tzibur, so it won't be a denigration of the Kavodat Tzibur, and it also won't be a denigration of the Kavodat Torah. Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Salzav writes that if you do it b'derech kvius, where you sit with your back to the Heichal Hashem, that is a genai, that is not appropriate. But if you do it b'derech harai, then it wouldn't be aser. That's what the Taz writes in Yoredeya, Sim Reish Pei Beis, Sim Katan Aleph. He writes, Minira da Sefer Torah Tzarek Shetia Gavoa Min Adam. He says, you know, when we say the Sefer Torah has to be in its own rishos, 10 tefachim off the ground, what if I elevate myself above where the Sefer Torah is? Leave the Sefer Torah low, and I'll stand 10 tefachim above the ground. Says the Taz, that doesn't work. Vinira, and then the Taz adds, Derabbanim shomdim lufnei Aron HaKodesh einan bechlal iser zeh, shomdim achreim l'Aron HaKodesh kiven shasefer Torah munachas b'Aron HaKodesh hava k'mo b'rishos acheres. Why is it that a rabbi is allowed to give a drasha with the Sefer Torah, right behind him, with the Aron HaKodesh right behind him? Because the Sefer Torah are in their own rishos, it's in the Aron Kodesh, and therefore it's not considered to be a genai. So bottom line is, meikra adin, if the Sefer Torah is in an Aron Kodesh, and it's more than 10 tefachim the way many understand, off of the ground, then there's no iser to have your back turned to the heichal. But to sit bikvios in that way is going to be aser, and some even allow that, mishum kavarat sibur. Comes along the Shari Ephraim in the Pischei Sharim, Shar Gimel, Osvav, and he says, even bederech harai, you're allowed to darshan with your back toward the heichal, and he says, that's what all the gedolim were knowing to do, and minig yisrael Torah. But someone who's not charged by the tzibur to deliver drushas, and he's not doing it l'shem shemayim, he's only giving a speech l'kavod atzmo, to show his own charifus and his own bekius, or to be able to get paid for giving the drasha, ein suffix, says Shar Ephraim, that he's going to be punished for the disrespect that he's showing the Kodesh by turning his back to the Kodesh, and shomer nafsho yirchak mizeh. So that's a very major question that every rabbi, before he gets up to speak, should have to contemplate. Am I doing this to get paid? Am I doing this to receive honor? Or am I doing this l'man Hashem? And if you're doing it l'man Hashem, it's mutter. And if you're not, then it's a person's going to have to have din v'cheshbon over the fact that he's showing disrespect to the Sifrei Torah. In the Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov in Yerideas in Kuf Lamed Aleph, he discusses a bar mitzvah bachur who darshins in the shul facing with his back toward the heichal. And he says it's a problem, l'chora, because the bar mitzvah boy is not having kavanah l'shem shemayim. He's only doing it because they tell him that he's got a darshan. They're forcing him to do it. So it could be that that's a bizoy HaKodesh to stand that way. But then he comes to the conclusion that it's mutter because that's what ignites the tzi'irei atzon. That's what ignites the young men to want to learn Torah and to live a life of yerushamayim, lahagdil Torah, l'chabed the Torah, and that's going to be an event that they'll remember forever, and that also is Kvot Shemayim, even though right now they're being forced to do it. Ultimately, it serves the purpose of enhancing Kvot Shemayim. Now, when it comes to, there's another time that we turn our backs to the Heichal, and that is at the end of the Chadodi, when it comes to Bovi V'Shalom. So Bovi V'Shalom, we turn back to the entranceway. There is a whole discussion, where exactly are you supposed to turn by Bovi V'Shalom? Are you supposed to turn to the door? Where the door of the shul, are you supposed to turn to the opposite side of Mizrach, or are you supposed to turn to the opposite side of where the Aron is? Those are all supposed to be the same place, right? They're supposed to be the same place. The door is supposed to be in the back of the shul. The Aron is supposed to be in the Mizrach. So they're all supposed to be the same place. Just turn around. It's not always the same place. In the old YU-based Medrash, the door was in the current MTA-based Medrash, the door is on the Mizrach, right, and the Aron is on the Tzafon, right? So if you're going to turn to the opposite of the Aron, you'll face south. If you're going to turn to the door, you'll face east. If you're going to turn to the opposite of east, you'll face the opposite of the door, you'll face west. So there was no consensus from my experience in that base medrash at Kabbalah Shabbos of which way to face by Bovi V'Shalom. People were bowing to each other. It wasn't a great situation in terms of which way to face. But why is it that we're allowed to turn around at all? How can we turn our back to the Aron Kodesh? So the makor of that minug is in Arizal and Shara Kavanos. And Prima Gadim quotes it as well in Simin Reish Samach Beis and Eshel Avram Sivkat and Gimel. And Rabbi Cheskel Bennett in the Tshuvas of Israel Hildesheimer and Archaim Simon Chav Beis is quoted that we learn from there that there's no issur to stand that way. And when the Sefer Torah is Gavoa Asar Tzvachim in the Aron, so and it's only Derech Harai, that's why it's Mutter, meaning the combination of those two factors, that it's in a Makom Mechuba, 10 Tzvachim High in the Aron, and it's only Derech Harai, then it's going to be Mutter. It's not always clear that the Aron really is 10 Tzvachim High. The Sefer Torah sometimes in the Aron are not really 10 Tzvachim High. They're in a separate box, they're in the Aron, they're a little bit elevated off the ground. They're not always 10 Tzvachim High. So I see someone put in the chat, what's the heter to make announcements with your back to the shul announcements? That's not necessarily l'kavod haTorah and l'shem shemayim and everything else. Ein achinami, but probably you still have the idea that it's b'makom miyuchad b'fnei atzmo. Certainly if the Aron were open, it would not be appropriate. But with the Aron closed and the Sifrei Torah more than 10 Tzvachim off the ground, it's probably, and it's only Derech Harai, you're not standing there constantly, it's just for a few moments. So that's probably what the heter is. Okay, everyone have a great day and a great Shabbos. I will be giving